And welcome back to Rosie on the House on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. If you're just joining the program, this is the 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour. And occasionally we get these fifth Saturdays in a month where we like to have special topics as it relates to our outdoor living. And if you've heard segment one, you heard us talking with SRP, and segment two, CAP. But those are people that help manage, distribute, and deliver water. We've got an incredible resource right here in Arizona that I want to make sure all the listeners are aware of, out of the University of Arizona, and it's the Water Resource Research Center. And we've got the Assistant Director, Susanna Eden, joining us this Saturday morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me and allowing me to talk about the Water Center, which is, as you say, is a great resource. We have a mission to support public engagement and policymaking and education in water. We have been in existence for many years, but we have been a pretty well-kept secret until recently, when we've made a great effort to get out into the public and to engage the public, and we're going to continue to do that.
And there's a lot of ways that y'all do engage the public. You've got the photo contest that I know you're still open for receiving.
That's right. Entries. Send in your photos. We also have a weekly newsletter called the Weekly Wave, which goes out electronically by email subscription. And it contains news about water in Arizona and about what the Water Resources Research Center is doing and what's happening at the University of Arizona in water. It's a very useful, quick way to catch up on what's happening in water.
And there's a lot of third-party organizations. Watershed Management comes to mind off the top of my head, that often you'll find events that they're doing that'll be in the Wave, where you can go and be part of, you know, an event in your community around water.
Absolutely. We advertise events that our own events and other people's events, and we have announcements about conferences and publications, and just, it's just a very rich source of information about water.
I love y'all's water map. I ordered one and we have it laminated and hung in the office.
Yeah, we've updated that map several times over the years, and we always find something new and interesting to put on it. So people have collections of several of our water maps. You can buy that also online.
And one
and our website, which is really easy. It's just wrrc.arizona.edu.
WRRC, that stands for Water Resources Research Center.arizona.edu. And there's also the annual water conference. And this year it was virtual, as most conferences this year were. And one of the points, I can't remember who made it, but there was, I believe it was a gentleman. He said, you know, University of Arizona, it should be the epicenter for water innovation. We are in the desert Southwest. We've got this university. We've got the resource center. They're working to become known as, you know, a focal point in water innovation, water technology, water use, water management, best practice, and distribution. And that's really exciting to have right here in our own backyard.
Yes. The University of Arizona has more than 300 people who do some sort of research related to water. And as a matter of fact, there have been a couple of global rankings of universities in various subjects. And in water resources, Arizona has ranked right in the top. And as a matter of fact, in the last major ranking, the University of Arizona ranked number one in water resources. So we at the center try to be a connector, a focal point for some of the work that's being done in the University of Arizona. And we try to get information about that work out generally to the public and to policymakers and decision makers, steering our water policy in the best direction.
Is there any current policies going on right now that the listeners should know about?
Well, yes. Right at the moment, there are negotiations going on about the Colorado River. And excuse me, and the Colorado River is a major source of water in central Arizona because of the, as you've heard about, the Central Arizona Project. And there are projected shortages of water on the Colorado River coming up in the next few years. And the states that rely on the water from that river have gotten together to try to figure out how to keep water in the river, how to divide the river in a fair way, or and how to deal with the shortage. So there are already many, many rules in place about how to divide up the water of the river. But there still needs to be agreement on what to do in the future about potential shortages caused by climate change, caused by changes in water use along the river, and the drought that we've been in for over 20 years now, and don't know how long that's going to go on.
And
In short.
a recent case, you probably know a lot more about this than I do, but the state of Utah was trying to build another siphon out of the river, out of Lake Powell, that would feed, I believe it's St. George, is the
Yes.
St. George. And all, if I understand correctly, all of the other states unanimously voted that down to prevent that from happening.
Many of the other states in general are certain that putting another straw in the river is not a good idea given current conditions. So I know that Utah has been trying to do that for many years. I know that it's not a popular idea in the other states.
And just a little background for the listeners, their argument is every state has a certain amount of acre feet per water they're allowed to extract from the river. Utah argues they're not using all of theirs and that this is still titled to them. But we won't go off onto the political side of things, but that's just an example of the things that happen in real time as it relates to our water supply. And we're obviously one of the farthest south users of the water that comes through the Colorado River system. And there's even a certain amount that all of the states have agreed still has to flow into Mexico. So it's between seven states of the Southwest and Mexico that all rely on this huge watershed.
There's Zoom meetings essentially where an expert in a particular topic comes and talks and answers questions for a large percentage of the time that they're there. We also have, as you mentioned before, our annual conference. For the first time, we did virtually this year. We like to be able to get together and shake hands and catch up, but it went very well virtually, and we did manage to expand our audience. Looking on the bright side, we have been able to reach more people with water information through our virtual outlets, and we're hoping that it continues to expand even when we get to shake hands again.
Well, you can go to wrrc.arizona.edu, and they've got a number of different resources there. There's events, there's the weekly email newsletter, the weekly wave you can sign up for. You can sign up for the annual report that is going to be coming out in January. What's this year's report on?
Well, we put out each year a publication called Arroyo, which focuses each year on a different topic. It covers one topic in some depth, and it's written for the average person, someone who's interested in water, wants to learn about a specific topic. For example, this year, our topic was based on the fact that this is the 40th anniversary of our landmark 1980 Groundwater Management Act. And so we take the opportunity to focus on what we've done in the past to manage water, what our issues are now, and looking into the future, what can we do to ensure water sustainability for Arizona? This publication will be coming out, as you said, in January, And it will be available for free for download, and get yourself signed up to get a copy.
WRRC.arizona.edu. We've been joined with the Assistant Director, Susanna Eden. Thank you for helping educate Arizona homeowners about the service and resources that are available as it relates to water and water policy here in the great state of Arizona, right at the University of Arizona.